Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
praise the Lord. It is a wonderful day to be alive, to show the glory of God. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ International, here to tell you God will never leave you. Our God, mighty Jehovah, will never leave you. God bless you. I am here to share an awesome word, as every time, from the words of God. My name is Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish. I am the one and only, just as you are the one and only. God created us special in His sight, in His image. Remember, God will never leave you. As my favorite verse, I say every day of my life, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all, not 50%, not 20%, but all of your heart. Lean not to your understanding, but acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. He will. He promises. God will never leave you. Thank you again for joining us. If you're listening there online, you see our contact information of the website of www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com or our Gmail at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. Our office number, we would love to come there in the United States of America and share God's word with you, what God has put upon our hearts for this time, for this season. Our office number is 918-381-0254. Contact us with prayer requests, testimonies, call here on the radio program. I would love to have you on. You can call in anytime at 563-999-3077. That's 563-999-3077. Next week, we have some great guests coming online, so be prepared. But today, let's open in prayer before the Father God. Prepare your hearts to receive His word. Father, mighty God, we come before You And we lift up the people that are listening this morning, Father, in the future who are listening, for your word will never pass away. God, heal them. So in body, you have called us, and you are the great provider. You provide all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Thank you, Lord. Bless their lives, Almighty Papa God, for you never leave us. Your love never fails us. You are love. And we come before you in your presence, Lord, with all reverence, with fear and trembling, Lord, as we respect you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for joining me. I want to refresh our hearts today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, all you have to do is say right now, Jesus, thank you for forgiveness. I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In your name, Jesus, I ask. Amen. It's as simple as that. And get a Bible. You can always listen to the Bible online these days. You can read the Word. I love my Bible. I read it every day and night as much as I can. As you read the Word and you've just accepted Jesus into your heart, read the Bible. Read Matthew, Luke, and John. Read those Gospels. Read about Jesus. Contact us. We will help you to learn more about the Father God. But today, we are going to refresh our memories. I don't know if everyone knows, but when I was a teenager, God took me to heaven for 4.5 hours. Yes, I was in heaven, and I've seen the Lord Jesus. And I had never read Revelations back when I was a teenager yet, because it seemed like we were always afraid to look at that book. But, you know, that's a lie from the devil. As I got older, I started reading the Revelations, and I realized what John saw and he shared is exactly what I saw when I went to heaven. So I want to remind you that we have a great hope. Even though God blesses our life here, as Jesus prayed, on earth as it is in heaven, these blessings, God wants to bless you now in this life, not wait until he comes or when you die, but he wants to bless you now. But I want to share with you what I saw and what John saw in the book of Revelations. Read the chapters 21 and 22. So awesome. Just so awesome. In Revelations chapter 21, verse 1, John starts out, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more seas." No more oceans to overtake the new heaven and new earth. There is water. There is lakes and plentiful, the river of life. But he saw, and this is what I saw, is a new heaven and a new earth. Jumped to verse 4 in Revelations 21. And God, our God, if you know him today, the living God, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Hallelujah. No more tears of sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, no more pain. Our bodies will be transformed as holy and pure. No more pain, no more sickness, no more disease, for the former things are passed away. And verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write these words, are true and faithful. And verse 6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and I will give unto him that athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his, and he shall be my son. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This is just a little taste. Read these chapters, Revelations 21 and 22. Oh, praise God. And it says in verse 18 of 21, verse 18 of chapter 21, and the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. When I saw the great city, and I walked upon the streets, I could see 12 layers below, and that was clear glass of gold. Oh, people, receive this. This is the word of God. It's not some dream or fairy tale. This is a real place that will be coming down, a new heaven, a new earth, when Jesus comes to rule and reign. In verse 21 of chapter 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Oh, I saw the marvelous gates and the huge angels who were at least 20 feet tall, at least, saying, welcome, my child. The Father is waiting. And I walked in those gates, and in from the side entrance walked the Lord Jesus Christ, and I fell to my face there in heaven. For there was the Son of God, Jesus. Do you believe it? I really don't care. I'm sharing with you. This is the truth. Whether you believe it or not, receive by your spirit, by faith. Oh, it was so beautiful. In verse 23 of chapter 21 of Revelation, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Jesus is the light, the way. People say Jesus is the way to where? To God. In chapter 22, in verse 4, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their forehead. In verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth these sayings of the prophecy of this book. In verse 17, and the spirit of the bride says, come, let him that hear come, and let him that athirst come, and whosoever will let him take of the water of life freely. Oh, glory be to God. There is a heaven. There is a earth that's coming, a new way. No more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. It is real, people. Receive God today. Prepare, for Jesus is coming quickly. God bless you. This is Apostle Robin Tabish. I wanted to share and refresh you as we go into the holiday here in the United States of America, Memorial Day, remembering our veterans. But remember, God's love never leaves you. Until next week, I love you.
The song.